worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and we'll be introducing our phone guests in just a few moments and then some in-studio guests a little later on in the broadcast, but we're grateful to have you listening today. We invite you to look with us first in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 31, Proverbs 31 beginning at verse 1, and it tells us these words of wisdom. The words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him, "What, my son, and what, son of my womb, and what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profit she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the fact that your word has counsel, wisdom, insight, and guidance and direction for us. For every part of life, every area of life, for every human being in all the world. Thank you for your word and the wonderful, wonderful gift it is to us. More and more empower us to be a people that live in your word, daily reading and meditating on your word, listening to it, meditating on your word, being guided by its counsel and remembering and memorizing it, that we can allow it to continue to guide us day and night, throughout the day, throughout the night. Thank you for the wonderful gift of your word. Empower us more and more to become the faithful hearers and doers you want us to be. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We have, by way of phone, once again, our precious sister in the Lord, Sister Judah Myers. Judah, how are you today?
Wow, I am powered up and raring to go. This is a great day that the Lord has made.
That's right. Praise God.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
And Judy, it's good to have you on. And you're the director of Choices for Life, a ministry based out of, is it Houston, Texas? Tell me the city again.
Yes.
Houston, Texas.
Well, Humble, Texas.
Humble, Texas.
The major city is Houston.
Okay. All righty then. And Judy, you want to tell our listeners once again about an event, a very important event that you have that starts tonight and is going on tomorrow in Jackson, Mississippi. Tell our listeners about that event.
Yes, tonight is going to be a free, open to the public. It's going to be a reception for hero moms who chose life after rape. You'll be able to come and speak to the moms personally. You'll hear their stories of victory, not of shame, not of defeat. And then tomorrow at the state capitol at noon, we will have a rally and an Honor for Life Awards gala, ceremony, that will honor these moms for the first time in public who chose life after rape, because they are heroes. They went against society who wanted the death penalty for their children.
Okay.
And so tomorrow at noon, and we'll be blessed to have you as a speaker as well. Mm-hmm. We will have several different speakers, including a representative from Missouri who is passing a law that will protect all humans at all stages of life. So we're excited. We are challenging the first abortion law that was ever made in the United States. Believe it or not, it was on Mother's Day. And we are coming as right-conceived children and mothers to challenge that law that legalized genocide 50 years ago this May 8th, which is Mother's Day once again. And we believe that 50 years is restoration in the Lord. And so we're hoping that the Lord will break the curse and restore motherhood to what he intended.
Amen. Praise God. And again, if persons that are listening would like to join and be a part of any of the events that are a part of those, the things you'll be doing tonight and tomorrow, share the schedule again.
Okay, so tonight, 7 o'clock at the Marriott downtown, up on the second floor in rooms 3, 4, and 5.
In Jackson, Mississippi? In Jackson, Mississippi.
In Jackson, Mississippi. That's where the Heroes Welcome reception is going to be.
Okay.
And then tomorrow at noon, we will be on the south side steps of the state capitol, and that's 404 Mississippi Street.
Okay, then. Would you say a word of prayer for our listeners that they would grow in their understanding of how vitally important this issue is, not just for mothers, but for families, for our culture, and for our world as well? Would you lift that matter up in prayer?
Yes. Father, we know that every time you love something, the world hates it. Satan has set up his camp against you, but we know that you are victorious, that Christ overcame, and as long as we are in Christ, we overcome with him.
Okay.
I thank you for this mandate that you have given me for tomorrow. For 2 years, you have been guiding me and showing me everything. Father, I ask that anybody within my voice, they can hear me, that I ask that you would just touch them, that if they've had to live with the shame of being raped and pregnant from rape, that it's not their shame. And this whole event is your willingness to remove that shame through Christ. It never was their shame. And so, Father, I ask that your name be glorified, that none of this be about us making a name or anything. This is about your name. And we want you to be praised. We want the enemy to be bound. We want this curse over the rape conceived in the mothers to be broken. And we want this to no longer be the excuse for abortion, that we ask that you would just end anyone's desire to have an abortion. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And we will give you all praise and glory, and we will have our lives in your life. And we praise you in the name of Yeshua the Christ, the Messiah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Judah. And Judah, you're just going to be with us for the first segment, and we appreciate you taking time because I know you've got lots and lots to do today. But would you take just a few minutes just to sort of summarize your testimony to our listeners, because there may be some that didn't catch the earlier broadcast a week or so ago. But would you share with them your story briefly?
Yes, thank you. In 1956, my mother was raped on the street corner in St. Louis by 8 men, left for dead. The next day, she went to live with her parents again in Jackson, Mississippi. It's kind of ironic that, 59 years, because I'm 59, that I'm back here in Jackson, looking at the same places where she went. Catholic Charities helped her save my life because her doctor and her mother wanted to kill me. And had she not been a strong, strong woman, I wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. And had she not had help, she wouldn't be here. So I want to thank everybody who is actively helping women who are pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
We need you. Lives matter.
That's the
difference. Mm-hmm. And my mom and I found each other in 2005. And for 7 years, we were together. She died in 2012. And she died crying, in the years prior, saying that her mother never believed her. And so the reason why I have Choices for Life is because so many moms have nowhere to turn. And Choices for Life is helping only women who are pregnant after rape, women and children, from 10 to 42 is what our clients have been. We're helping them to know that there is no shame. We're restoring honor and dignity back to the women and children of rape, conception. God is doing a new thing right now. And he has taken what my mom did and used her and now me and anyone else who has a voice for God, no matter how low you are, you think you are, that's God right. can raise you up.
Amen.
And change the world.
Okay. Well, Judah, can you tell me, for our listeners and for the church that's listening today, how could you share maybe two or three specific things that the church can pray for you and your ministry about? In two or three specific
Absolutely.
Things.
One, that we have the funds to be able to share with people, to let them know we even exist. Because many times people will say, I searched for months, and I didn't even know you existed. So we need partnerships. We need churches and corporations and individuals to join with us to fulfill this commission. Mm-hmm. If people want to do groundbreaking things that's never been done before, Choices for Life is that organization. Mm-hmm. We need prayer because there's a lot of people who don't feel the same way and come against us. So we also need just a whole different attitude of the world.
That's
to
right.
stop thinking of these mothers as the best thing for them is to destroy their children.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not good for them. It's obviously not good for children.
That's
so
right.
So the prayer needs are very much, let God be glorified in everything. Let people know that he is our hope, that he is the only salvation out of this world.
That's
And break the hearts of society to hear the cries of the mothers and the children.
Amen. Amen. You know, Judah, it would be my hope and prayer that more and more the Lord would use you to really open people's eyes and hearts, because tragically this is an issue that it seems that so many people, even believers, are very much asleep at the wheel on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the current average number is, but the numbers of babies that are aborted every day is tragic. And the fact is that the slaughtering of babies is again, clearly against the word and the will of God. The Bible's clear. It says, thou shalt not kill. Proper translation, you shall not take innocent life. And there are plenty of other scriptures to substantiate that. But sadly, abortion is legal in our nation right up until moments before the baby is ready to be born. And that's clearly against the Lord. So again, grateful that you're in Jackson, Mississippi today for the important events that will happen tonight at 7 o'clock at the Marriott Hotel in downtown Jackson, and then tomorrow at the state capitol at 12 noon, correct?
Correct, Pastor. And if I could add one more thing, if someone needs to talk to me about anything, my phone number is 281-451-8460. Also, if you want to know more information about the march, it's freedommarchlifewins.org. And then, of course, my ministry site, choices4life.org.
Okay. All right. Judah, thank you so much for being on with us
thank
and telling
you.
Us about the event. We're looking forward, my wife Bertie and I are looking forward to being there with you and being a part of that very vital work that God is going to do in Jackson tonight and tomorrow as well.
I'm so excited that you are going to be a part of everything.
Oh,
God
looking,
bless you.
We're looking forward
thank
to
Thank you
it.
So much.
Father, thank you again for Judah. Thank you for Choices for Life and the great work you're doing through them. Father, anoint that ministry with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing. Bless it indeed. Expand its territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon it. Keep it from evil that it may not cause pain. With every passing day, make it more and more the productive and fruitful vessel in your hands you desire that it be. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. That was Judah Myers, the director of Choices for Life. Please pray much for that ministry. On the other side of the break, we'll be joined by Ugandan Thunder. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession.
I believe one of the greatest needs for this generation is for men to be men.
Pastor, author, musician, Carl King.
Men have lost their initiative and they're spending time in games and pornography, and the culture is vomiting this out and many men are just sucking it up. But I think that the Word of God, and I think that our culture is asking for men to step up and say, okay, I'm gonna use that manliness that God has given me. I'm gonna be a provider, I'm going to be a help, I'm going to be a protector, I'm gonna stand up. I'm not gonna use and exploit women. By me being self-controlled and self-disciplined, I'm going to change the world.
Advancing truth, wisdom, and empowerment. UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
The only thing good when it's semi-sweet is chocolate. So why are you walking around semi-sweet and pretty close to bitter? The enemy likes to feed bitterness by aiding in our recall of times and situations where we've been hurt. The problem with constantly reliving these hurts is that with every recall, we injure our spirit all over again. Even in his correction of us, the Lord does not cast us off forever. Lamentations 3:32 says, though he causes grief, yet he will show compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. Until you can truly release your offender, you are bound by an offense which the enemy uses to cause bitterness to grow. Left unchecked, this bitterness spreads to every area of our lives. Forgive from the heart as you've been forgiven. It's the only escape from the trap of bitterness. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Miki Addison. Go deeper at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Mother's Day is the perfect time to recall all the things your mom did for you throughout your life. First and foremost, she gave you life. Your mom struggled through morning sickness and later the uncomfortable days and nights, varicose veins, stretch marks, weight gain, and worries associated with pregnancy because she knew you were worth it. And unless you've witnessed the birthing process, you can't fully comprehend the meaning of labor. She did all of this because you were and are a precious human life made in the likeness of God Himself. You can honor your mother by holding on to her love and respect for human life. You can always keep her memory alive by then sharing it with your children and grandchildren. And from all of us at Life Issues, Happy Mother's Day.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
This is the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
You're listening to the music of the group Ugandan Thunder, and we're grateful to have with us in studio some of the members of the group Ugandan Thunder. There, one of their persons in leadership is with us as well, Reed, and Reed's going to tell us a little bit more about the work of the ministry of Ugandan Thunder.
Well, we have Ugandan Thunder, and with that we have about 19 different schools and orphanages that we have partnered with in Uganda. And we bring the choir over each year to help raise funds and supports for that. And in those 19 different schools and orphanages all over Uganda, we feed about 6,000 kids three meals a day, every single day.
Okay. So. And the choir is a group of celebrities from Uganda that travel around and sing, right?
Yes, they are. I was actually telling one of the kids the other day that they are celebrities when they get here.
That's right.
To America, because all the Americans just love to see them, take pictures, high fives, autographs, the whole thing.
Right. So, but a group of children that emanate from these schools, and they you travel, you have a tour where it's fundraising to help raise funds for the work and the ministry of the Royal Primary Schools, is that correct?
That's the main school. That's actually the first school that we started with about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And then from that school, we have broadened out to about 19 other schools.
Okay. So you have about 19 schools?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of schools and so a lot of kids,
a lot of schools and a lot of kids.
Okay. Did you say 6,000?
Over 6,000 kids that we feed.
Over 6,000 children.
Three meals a day.
Okay, then. And you all are touring, and so you're in the area, in the Tupelo, Mississippi area now,
yes,
right?
Sir. Actually, tonight we have a concert at Open Door Worship Center at 6:30 in Fulton, Mississippi.
And Open then, Door Worship Center?
Yes, sir. And then tomorrow night we actually have another concert at West Heights Baptist Church in Pontotoc at 7.
Okay, then. So if people want to come to that, then they can go to either one of those locations. One is tonight at 6:30.
Yes, sir.
Open Door.
Open Door Worship Center at 6:30 in Fulton.
In Fulton, Mississippi.
And then tomorrow night in Pontotoc at West Heights Baptist Church at 6:30.
Okay. Okay, then. And, of course, I know over the last few years we've had the privilege of having Uganda Thunder to come to the studios and to share with us in song. And the song you just heard, the recorded song you were just listening to a few moments ago, was one of their songs from an album they've made in recent years. And so they're about to share a cappella, another selection. Now, what is the name of this first song that they'll be singing?
Humble Yourself.
Okay, I'm going to let you pronounce it then, okay? But anyway, they're gonna stand, and they're going to go ahead and share a selection then. This is Ugandan Thunder as they share. Amen. All right. And as they're getting ready, this is about 12 members of a 22-member choir. So all of them aren't here, but we have some of them in studio. So, amen.
And this song is Humble Yourself.
Humble Yourself. Yes, sir. Humble Yourself. All right. All right. Praise God. Humble Yourself is the name of this selection as we prepare them.
Humble yourself by the side of the Lord, He will lift you up. Humble yourself by the side of the Lord, He will lift you up. Humble yourself by the side of the Lord, He will lift you up. Humble yourself by the side of the Lord, when all hope is gone, my Lord will lift me up. When everything is going on funny by your side, I know He will lift you up. When troubles surround you and all hope is gone, my Lord will lift me up. When everything is going on funny by your side, I know He will lift you up. Humble yourself by the side of the Lord, He will lift you up. Humble yourself by the side of the Lord, He will lift you up. He will lift you up. He will lift you up. Humble yourself.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Praise God. Humble yourself is the name of that song.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. Okay, at this time, one of them is going to come and share their testimony. So let's see. Remind me which one will be sharing their testimony.
This will be Maureen.
Maureen. Okay, Maureen, come to the mic then. And if you'll just share with our audience what's on your heart today. Amen. All right.
Okay. Praise God. I thank God for the gift of life has provided to us. And I thank God that we are here. I didn't know that I would be in America. I didn't know that I would be in this studio, but I thank God for that. And I thank God because I'm in Ugandan Thunder. I didn't know that I would join this choir, but because of God's love and His mercy, I'm in this choir. His name must be glorified.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Thank you so much for sharing. Praise God. Praise God. And then this is... Say it again.
Vivian?
Yes, okay, sir. Vivian, okay.
Praise God. I thank God for the gift of life. I'm called Vivian. And I thank God because we traveled safely when we are coming from Uganda to America. Because America was one of my dream countries. And I really never knew that one day I would be in America. Because I could just dream about it. I could just hear about America because it's even in another continent. Not mm-hmm. even in Africa. But I thank God because I'm in Ugandan Thunder. I thank Him because He brought us this side safely. And I thank Him for the gift of life. I thank Him also for this country. May His name be glorified.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And now let's see. Someone is going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time, right? Let's see who's going to come first. Let's see. Who will be first?
Sheila.
Sheila will share a word of prayer at this time. Come to the mic, Sheila, okay? Thank
yes.
you.
Humble ourselves for the prayers that you can talk to the Almighty God. Lord, Heavenly Father in heaven, as we humbly come into your presence, Lord and Father, we call upon your glory, Lord and Father. We call upon your mercy to come and breathe us, Lord and Father, and this, Lord and Father. We thank you for the life and the breath that you have given to us, Lord and Father. Many people have not reached this, Lord and Father, but first we have reached it, Lord and Father. Thank you, Lord and Father. Protect each and everyone who is listening to me, Lord and Father. Protect all the people who are in America, Lord and Father. Protect them from bad things, Lord and Father, to happen to them, Lord and Father. Protect each and every plan that they will have, Lord and Father. Be with them in each and everything that they will be doing, Lord and Father. Because you love them, Lord and Father, and they also love you, Lord and Father. Please, Lord and Father, don't leave them, Lord and Father, because this is the time, Lord and Father, that they need you, Lord and Father. You are going to do for them miracles, Lord and Father, when they call upon your name, Lord and Father. It was written in your holy book, Lord and Father, that whoever trusts you, Lord and Father, will never be disappointed, Lord and Father. Because you are the Father, Lord and Father, you are the Almighty, Lord and Father, who never disappoints us. Who never disappoints anyone, who is the one who loves each and every one of them, Father. You love the orphans, you love the people who don't have parents, you love the people who don't have what to eat, Lord and Father. You provide to the animals, Lord and Father. You provide even to us, Lord and Father. Thank you, Lord and Father. Let your name be praised on earth and heaven. Yes, His name I've prayed.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sheila. Appreciate that. Praise God. And Reed, again, if someone listening wants to, if they'd like to have Ugandan Thunder come to their church, what would they need to do to invite them to come?
You can go to our website at penniesforposha.org. That's pennies like the money, okay. F-O-R, Posha, P-O-S-H-O.org.
Okay, Posha. Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's the name of a rock group, Posha.
The Posha is actually the food that we give them.
Oh, okay.
That's the
okay.
food that we raise money for, and then we give that to them to eat.
Okay. Yes, okay. Then. And that's the website. And so if a church in either Mississippi or any other state would like
any
for them
state,
to come,
yes, sir.
They can go on the website.
And then we have all our contact information up there, and then just call, and then we can set up a concert anywhere that you are.
Okay, and so if they need a phone number, they can go on the website to get the number to call.
Yes, sir. All our contact information, emails, phone numbers, everything's on there.
Okay then. Uganda Thunder is going to come now and share another selection, a cappella for us here in studio. So they're going to share. And as they come, I want to remind you that please pray for the ministry of Ugandan Thunder. Again, a wonderful group of young people that are Christian young people that are traveling the country and ministering as they go. and helping to raise funds for a wonderful cause for a number of different orphanages in the nation of Uganda. So if you please pray for them. Also, if you'd like to just to send a donation, you can go online and see how to do that. But also, they do provide items where CDs and other items that people can purchase, also in support of the work that they do. So again, Ugandan Thunder is a wonderful group of young people involved in ministry and mission as they go. So they're going to share another selection for us at this time.
Beginning of time, He was the Creator. Into existence He spoke
the heavenly blue.
He knew weathered land. So if you think you're just drifting along, then I have good news. And if He hung the moon,
I know He will help you. Beginning of time, You on His mind when He hung the moon.
Now you may feel like the world was hard on your shoulders, even your closest friend in life
is pulling away.
Though you have tried so hard and lost, there is still hope. Look to the cross, then you see just how much the Savior loves you today. And if He hung the
moon, I know He will help you. And if He holds the sparrow.
You're listening to the music of Ugandan Thunder. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back after this break.
In case you missed it.
Well, I wear my expressions on my face, so Dainty C would know right off if you say something that I don't like.
Okay.
And it could, you know, on my part, it may not even be intentional.
But what if your husband's face is always serious? I never know.
But no, you got that face. Every husband has that disapproval face.
Yeah, they do. Y'all do. You know. That's ridiculous.
Tune in weekday mornings, 6 to 9 Central on Urban Family Talk.
Coming next week on The Dwelling Place, Pastor Al Pittman continues to walk us through the Bible line by line and verse by verse to let God show us just how timeless His truth is. That's next week on The Dwelling Place.
The Dwelling Place with Al Pittman, weekdays at 2:30 and 10:30 p.m. Central on Urban Family Talk.
We know there's a spiritual battle going on behind the scenes of our lives, but relatively few of us know what that war is all about. Dr. Tony Evans fills in that important piece of information as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Look at Revelation chapter 12. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. And they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. You got Michael and the good angels. You got Satan and the bad angels. We are in the midst of an angelic conflict, a satanic rebellion, in which Satan is seeking to wrap this whole world in this war. Satan says, God, you can't have all this glory by yourself. Share some of this glory. God says in response, I share my glory with nobody. And the war boils down to who will get the glory. And so Paul the Apostle says to you and me, don't forget what this battle is all about. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, because that is the heart of the battle. It boils down to the word glory.
Before you become a casualty of this war, and especially if you already have, request a copy of Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare. It'll show you how to break the bonds Satan uses to keep us down, including traps like substance abuse or sexual, emotional, or relational issues. Get a copy of Victory in Spiritual Warfare today by visiting us at tonyevans.org. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
This is the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Declaring the word of the Lord. And
The music of Ugandan Thunder, the song Days of Elijah. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We're grateful to have a portion of the group Ugandan Thunder in studio with us today as they've been sharing in prayer, sharing testimonies, and sharing selections. And they're in our area. Reed, would you tell our listeners again if persons in the Tupelo area would like to come to one of their concerts tonight or tomorrow night, where you will be?
So tonight we'll be at Open Door Worship Center at 6:30 in Fulton, and then tomorrow night we'll be at West Heights Baptist Church in Pontotoc at 7.
Okay, so Thursday tonight is going to be at
Open Door Worship Center in Fulton at 6:30.
Okay.
And then tomorrow night, Friday, we'll be at West Heights Baptist Church at 7 in Pontotoc.
All righty then. And again, to every person listening, please pray for the Ministry of Ugandan Thunder and also the Royal School Orphanages as well. Pray for God to bless and prosper the work of their hands as they serve the Lord and as they minister in music, as they travel and do fundraising for the great work these orphanages do in the country of Uganda on the continent of Africa. At this time, one of the members of the choir, Peace, is going to come and share a word of prayer, okay? Get right up next to the microphone, okay? Okay.
I'm going to say for the prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day, Father. Thank you for everything you've given us, Father. Thank you for the goodness, mercy you've given us, Father. We ask for forgiveness, Father. Come and forgive all our sins, Father. Each and every minute, every hour, Father, we sin, Father. Come and forgive us, Father. We send each and everything into us, Father. Come and get us, Father. Come and protect each and everyone, Father. Father, come and lay your hands on the sick, Father. Come and lay your hands on the poor, Father. Come and lay your hands on those ones who are on the streets, Father. Come and lay your hands on us, Father, as we are praying, Father. Come and protect each and every person, Father. Come and guide each and everyone, Father. Protect the sick, Father. Protect the poor, Father. Protect those who are on streets, Father. Come and get them, Father. Protect, Father, each and every person, Father. We know we have made sins, Father. But Father, come and get us, Father. Come and forgive us, Father. You sent your only Son to die for us, Father. Come and forgive us, Father. Forgive us, Father. Father, we know you have done many sins, Father. Come and protect each and everyone, Father. Come and guide each and every person, Father. Come and protect each and every person, Father. We are in the studio, Father. We have passed through many things. We have passed through many things, Father. We have passed in an aeroplane, Father, when you have not even died, Father. We thank you that you have passed in those things, Father. We know that you have given us life, Father. Have given us daily bread, Father. Who are we, Father, who are still alive and some of them they are dead, Father? Come and get us, Father. Protect us, Father. Come and give us life, Father. In Jesus' name I've prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, peace. Praise God. Let's see, and Yeshurum is going to share a word of prayer as well.
All right. Blessings for a prayer. Oh God, Heavenly Father God, we thank you for what you've done for us in Jesus' many more God. Oh God, forgive us our sins in Jesus' many more God. That, oh God, please, oh God, give us what we want in Jesus' many more God. We pray for the sick who are in the hospitals in Jesus' many more God. Oh God, we pray for the poor in Jesus' my name. We pray for the lame, we pray for the sick in Jesus' name, O God, Heavenly Father God, that, O God, we will break the plans of the devil in Jesus' name, O God, that, O God, the devil does not have anyone as in Jesus' name, O God, that, O God, come and lay your hands on them in Jesus' name, O God. O God, Heavenly Father God, you can give them what they want in Jesus' name, O God, because you love them in Jesus' name, O God, because you are the one who gives them many blessings in Jesus' name, O God, that, O God, there is no one else like in Jesus' name, O God. That, oh God, you are the giver of life in Jesus' name, oh God. You are the maker of heaven in Jesus' name, oh God. You are the creator in Jesus' name, oh God. That, oh God, there is no one else like in Jesus' name, oh God. You are the performer of miracles in Jesus' name, oh God. You give the healings and grace in Jesus' name, oh God. That, oh God, thank you for what you've done for us in Jesus' name, I've prayed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Yeshurum. Appreciate that. And the choir is now going to give us another selection here in studio. Again, the music of Ugandan Thunder.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, found through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love
of peace. When fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Praise God. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the work, the wonderful ministry of Ugandan Thunder. And thank you, Lord, for the Royal Primary Schools and all the work that they are helping to support and work with, Father. Bless and prosper the work of their hands. Bless this ministry, Lord. Cause many to come alongside to support them in their prayers, financially and otherwise, Lord. And Lord, send forth more laborers like their ministry that reaches out to children in need in all over the world. We thank and praise you. Bless their rest of their tour. Anoint it with a mighty, mighty anointing. I pray that many would be blessed, edified, saved, and encouraged through it. We thank you. Praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Reed, would you tell our listeners one more time if persons are wanting to come and hear Ugandan Thunder, again, where you all will be tonight and tomorrow night again?
Again, tonight we'll be at Open Door Worship Center at 6:30 in Fulton, Mississippi. And also tomorrow night, Friday, we'll be at West Heights Baptist Church at 7 in Pontotoc.
All righty then. And, of course, the web, again, if persons, if they want to get information about how to support the ministry, mm-hmm. to pray for the ministry, they can go on the website again. What is that website?
Penniesforposha.org, P-O-S-H-O.org. And you can also Google Ugandan Thunder, and it'll pull right up.
Okay, then. So. And what? How many states do you all go to?
This year we'll be, I think, about 14 or 15 different states.
Okay, so. And sometimes you have maybe two or three concerts a day?
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay, some so. Two, some three. So,
okay, then.
Many concerts.
But when you're famous, you just have to deal with that, I guess. You know, just travel, work hard, and go and serve the Lord and minister to people as you go. And again, you all are a wonderful group of kids. Keep following Jesus closely every single day. Father, again, we thank you and I praise you again for a ministry like Ugandan Thunder. And Lord, more and more, raise up ministries that put young people to work for your glory. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, you've been listening to the music of the group Ugandan Thunder. Please pray much for the work they do. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.